I'm going to close the radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the talk show, Uplifting Communities, Louisiana, with your host, Miss Carla Serenity Baker. And this lady here got a really, really good surprise for you guys today. And I'm going to turn it over to Miss Carla. Go ahead on, Miss Carla.
Hello, 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 everyone. Happy Easter weekend. I am so excited about this interview because I actually know this guy. I love this guy. He is someone of the community that is really the community when it comes to what it takes for to be successful, not only in the NFL, but just being a community activist. So without further ado, Mr. Kai Aver. Kai, what's up?
Hello. I'm doing well. I see you're with my family. So you have me distracted. I'm distracted now. I wish I were there.
Well, I know, and I figured I would do this to you because you're usually here for the holidays, especially Easter. I usually pop in or something like that to say hi to you, and you're a family guy. So I wanted to surprise you on this day, and I'm so glad you
chose
this
surprise.
Day.
That's a great surprise.
So I'm redeemed.
Yes, no, kind of, sort of.
Well, I'm going to go out there and join them after a couple of minutes, but in the meantime, I tell them to go live so you can, you know, just enjoy seeing them while we're interviewing you so that you will feel like you're at home.
Yes.
So let's just get started. Kai, tell us about yourself when it comes to the beginning and UL and playing for the NFL in Canada and Kai Cares, all in one, if you can.
Wow. See, that's,
how about
that's
this?
A lot.
Tell us about Eunice High School.
You know what? Eunice High School was a great experience for me. Growing up, being with my friends and family in that area, it helped mold me into the man that I am today. It was a bit different, though, leaving Eunice to go to Lafayette and then from Lafayette to the NFL. It was a different environment and city and culture. And it was a bit of a culture shock, but it was something that I enjoyed, being in different places and places of diversity, opposed to just being in a place where everything was just black and white. And then where there was, you know, there was little bumps along the way with, like, segregation and, you know,
right.
1998 still having separate proms and things like that, which I look back at and I think is ridiculous, and it's a bit embarrassing, but outside of that, I mean, it's great food, and I had good people around me, people who cared about me and my future, and that's why I go back to the city, and I do what I can when I can.
Okay. Well, I'm at your mother's house right now interviewing you, and this isn't my first time here. I actually was introduced to you via social media, because I thought I knew you being coming from Eunice. But when I came to your mother's house, and after I saw what you did when you came here for your Kai Cares summer camp, that's when it hit me that this young man is definitely giving back. When I saw you came here and you had all these kids participate, and by the way, it was free, everybody. It was free. You didn't ask for a dime from not one parent when it came to them being able to get that experience or the knowledge that they got from you and your other friends in the NFL and professional cheerleaders in the league. So my next question to you would be, when you were growing up here in Eunice, and also when you went to, you said it wasn't as diverse as it is today in Lafayette for the different or in Louisiana for the different proms and everything. Did you have a moment that happened in your life where you said, when I make it, because of this, an event, because of this, when I make it, I'm going to come back and give to these kids because I'm going to do it for them?
Right.
Does that
I've always had a mindset of one that whenever I come back, I would be a difference maker. I would bring people together and not divide. And that was one of my goals. And one thing that we all speak the same language is in sport and in music. So those are two things I know that two things that bring people together. And, you know, I was in a band in high school and I played many sports and then said, okay, well, if I ever get an opportunity to come back and unite people and give something special to the community, I would do so. And that's where the Acadiana All-Star Weekend came in, and I did the football, cheer, dance camps, and the galas where I included music and food and culture. Those were all things that brought people together, and we did it for a great cause, which was the youth of the community in which I grew up in.
Okay, good, okay. What was it like playing for the NFL?
It was a dream come true. You know, I set out to be a professional football player when I was in the second grade. I would actually sit down and I would doodle these shoes, and I say, when I make it, I want to design these shoes. They're going to be the Air Kais, and everybody's going to wear the Air Kais. Now, at that time, I went pretty much everywhere barefoot on Roosevelt Street. I would run around barefoot, and here I am, a kid with a dream. And I actually just designed my own shoe 2 weeks ago.
I saw that.
29 years in the making. But the NFL created that platform for me to have an opportunity to design shoes. And that same street that I walk on barefoot when I was a kid was Roosevelt Street. And now it's Kyrus Abel Street. So the NFL it presented those opportunities for me. And I had to take advantage of it. Like, we all receive great opportunity in life, and some only get one opportunity, and they don't take advantage of it. They let the opportunity pass them by. Well, when my moment came, I was prepared for it. I was ready. And I used that platform not just to see and do special things in my life, but to empower others and to do something great in my city.
Wow. And great you are. You really are. You came here and you got the community together like I have never seen before. Not only getting the community together, you got parents to understand that their kids' dreams are important too. I actually personally saw you talking to some of the mothers of the young guys, of the young boys and young ladies over at the camp, and you really spoke some life into the parents, because it's important that the parents understand that their kids' dreams are important. They are our future.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of children, you have two beautiful young ladies. What I love about you and your daughters is the fact that they're not stuck on being as gorgeous as they are. They are more into what you're putting into them when it comes to them following their dreams in the athletic field. Why don't you tell us about how it is being a father, kind of long distance, but only physically, because you are definitely here for them 24/7. And
right.
How you are still helping them when it comes to them pursuing their dreams and what they're doing.
Well,
as advice to other parents.
Well, Christina and I, I like to think we do a great job of co-parenting. I mean, I've been a professional athlete pretty much the entire lifespan of both of my daughters. Kaylin was a part of my UL experience, but they've mm-hmm. always known Dad to be, an athlete, a professional athlete. But, I mean, they were one of my greatest inspirations as well, because I never wanted my kids to see me as a guy who was really good at football. Like, it's only 1%
right.
of those who set out to be pro athletes actually attain that goal. But of that 1%
right.
that become pro athletes, how many of those guys are known as, okay, yes, he was a good football player, or maybe he was just a football player or a bad football player? Like, I didn't want
right.
the sport to define who I was as a man and who I would be to my kids. I wanted my kids to be able to look at me and say that I was a man of character, of fun, and I did things that mattered. That mattered to not only myself, but in the lives of people who I had no contact with, but because it's so funny, but Kai cares. So it has to be put into action, right? Like, you have a foundation with a name like Kai cares. Well, people aren't what they say they are. They are what they do. So my actions had to go out
right.
and be displayed. And as I displayed it to the world, and I see the world with two, every city and state and country that I've been a part of, my kids were able to see
right.
it. So it wasn't just something that other people saw. And of the 600-plus motivational speeches that I've done, like, I've made it a priority to go back and speak into the schools of my kids so that their peers would see that their dad was not just another athlete or a dumb jock, just a guy that made it just from pure athletic ability, because, you know, that's not something to be proud of.
Right. Well, I see for, you know, close hand how amazing you are as a father. And I got to meet the mother of your beautiful young ladies at the event, at the school in Eunice. And the type of energy you guys have is amazing. It's like no other. Like, you guys are best friends. And I think that's very important to have. I can tell. I didn't even know it was her until we walked away. I don't know if you remember that or not. He was like, "Oh, she's the mother of my girls." And I'm like, "Wow, I thought that was, you know, just a nice little lady that you met. And you just, you guys were so warm with each other." That's important when it comes to single parent, co-parenting. Because my ex and I, we do a good job with it as well. And it helps the kids with their self-esteem. It helped the kids with their choices, their present choices, their tomorrow choices, when they see, okay, you know, it didn't work out, but my mother love, there is no competition. And that pours over into basically who you are, Kai. Needless to say, I think you're an amazing guy, and a lot of the people who lives that you touch is an amazing guy. So we need to get you back here in Acadiana before I get my passport to go to Canada.
Yeah, you know, I really miss not being able to do as much as I used to do at home. You know, I used to come back and I did my football cheer dance camp, the whole entire Acadiana All Star experience. That was the gala, after party, celebrity game, camps for kids, even did a golf tournament once. In order for me to do those things, I have to be present. I have to be there I coordinate my charity events. I'm not one of the people that, okay, I have a name in the pro football world, and I have a bunch of people who actually do the work for me. I coordinate charity events. So in order for me to do that, I have to be there. But in order for me to be there, whenever I was leaving the NFL, I had a whole lot more money where I could just take 4 months off to go. And it wasn't months off, to just go work. It was 4 months of free work in my community. Well, now, man, the girl, Caitlin, just got her first car for her birthday. And Kylie's expecting a car next year. And the year after that, Caitlin's going to university. And, I mean, I got bills to pay, so I got to work. So I work year-round now. I don't have 4 months
to
give back. And it pains me to not be there, trust me. But I am doing things in the community here. I actually started an initiative called Beauty and Beast with my fiance, where she's a former professional basketball player. And what we do is cheer, dance, basketball camps for young girls, and it's called Beauty and Beast to empower them that they can be both beautiful in sport and dominant, and be beautiful and be dominant in sport. So it's an empowerment deal for young ladies. So they go to sports camps, and then it's followed by self-esteem, self-awareness, and self-worth seminars. And I also do my football camp, football and motivational camp. So it's still busy here. I have something going on, and I'm still impacting communities in the same way. And I make calls, and I do things when I can back home, and donate to different things whenever opportunity presents itself.
Yeah, I saw you guys were doing the Beauty and the Beast. It would be amazing if you guys can bring that here, because that's something that I, of course, needless to say, we follow you and Annette, your fiance, and that is something. How did that come about? How was that? How did you guys start that? Was it something she saw that needed to be done in that area?
It happen? She is I mean, we're together for a reason. I don't think that things happen by accident. And I mean, when I met her, 4 days later she shaved her head to donate her hair to cancer research.
Oh, wow.
And I was planning a cancer research event myself at the same time. And at that point, I realized that we were like minds. And then we got to know each other. We became like hearts. And the concept was actually my concept that I presented to her. And, I mean, she 100% supported it. It made sense to her. And it was something that she agreed to. I mean, I'm more vocal than she is. So I spoke it. And at one point when she played university basketball, they called her the Beast because she was so dominant. But her being called the Beast didn't take away from her being beautiful. And it didn't bother her, you know, it was a compliment to her style of play. So it was I was like, she was beauty and beast. And that's something that I wanted my daughters to be. Like, be dominant in sport, be whatever it is that you want to be. And no matter what sport it is that you're doing, whether if they chose to play football, that would not take away from the beauty that they possess inside.
Okay, wow.
I want to ask Kyle a question also.
Sure, okay.
Kyle, I see that you are just listening at you, and you're doing a lot of positive things in the communities, and I really like that. But what I wanted to ask you, could you, you know, let the audience know, and if you, you know, if it's a parent out there, what is your suggestion for them, you know, to keep motivating their children to follow their dreams?
You know, that's a good question, a good statement. As far as suggesting for kids to follow their dreams, when the dream is big enough, no one has to suggest or do anything for you to follow that.
Oh.
Like, my mom didn't have to tell me to have a dream or how to go about attaining it. I mean, she made sure that I was focused in school. I did my work. I understood that I was a student athlete, so student came first. And that was the basic format. Take care of your grades. Go to class. Do those things. As far as your dream, that has to be what you're passionate about, what's going to make you happy as a young person. No one can have that dream for you. No one can force that upon you. And at no point should anyone want more for you than what you want for yourself. So if a parent wants more for their kid than the kid wants for themselves, then there's a problem in that itself. So I always encourage kids to dream big and know what it is that makes you happy. Don't be afraid of your dream, because it may not match the dream that your parents may have for you or what another person may have for you. But if you go out seeking what it is that others want for you, you may never find yourself true happiness. And that's what it's about, ultimately. We all want to find happiness in life, and in order to do so, we have to do things that we have to have a job and a way to contribute to society, and that we can wake up and be happy about doing that on a daily basis.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
Very
well said. What I'm going to do is we're 17 minutes into the interview. So what I like to do is, again, since Kai is not here for Easter, I know how important it is for you to be here for Easter. Your mother's trying to get in the car and leave me like you always do, Kai, when you get here. And next time I'm jumping in the back seat, you guys are not going to leave me. So, John, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have him say hello to his mother and happy birthday to his auntie who's here. So here you go, Miss Paula.
Well, hello, mother.
Happy
you
Easter.
You leaving mid-interview? Happy Easter, Mom. I said you're
you
leaving in the middle of the interview.
You're always late and wrong. And she's coming here late. And so that's why I have to move and continue doing what I'm doing. So I have to go pick up the birthday cake. I'm
yes. It's,
until I have a birthday.
Yeah, it's Doug's birthday.
Yeah. So I'm going to hand the phone to her. So happy Easter again. We miss you. You missing it, boy.
Yeah, I know I'm missing it. So on Good Friday, I end up, Mom.
I hear you.
Yeah, so on Good Friday, I spoke to a group of girls and I signed autographs. And on Sunday, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to speak to a group of girls and go sign autographs to keep myself busy and to not think about how much I'm missing good food at home and the Sunday services.
Right.
I'm going to stay active. I'm not going to just sit in the house and look at Facebook and watch y'all have all
this. All right. That's always next year, Lord. Here, Nana Gwen.
All right, sir.
Hey, darling.
Hello. Happy birthday.
Thank you, dear. You saw my video, do you?
Yes, thank you. It's always good to see everybody. You know, it's one thing to hear voices, but to see the smiles on everybody's face and you guys get ready to eat, that really makes me happy.
Yes.
I wish
know.
I was there to eat your cake.
Oh, yes, and all the good cooking. We know you love it.
Yeah, is Sarah and Josh around?
Oh, yeah, they're all there.
Yeah, well, send my love.
All right, I sure will. Okay, you take
right,
care
well,
there.
Enjoy your day. Happy birthday
Thank
again.
Thank you. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Hold on.
Thank you. That was, we usually have call-ins, Kai, but being that we're going live from your home, I think it's important that we get them to say hello to you, especially being that, you know, it's holiday weekend, and again, you're usually used to being here. John, one of the other reasons, our listeners, one of the other reasons why it's so important for, it was so important for me to have Kai on this weekend is because everything Kai does is surrounded, surrounded around family. Kai, you are in,
yes.
You are still a professional football player. Can you tell the younger people who's coming up, college kids who's coming up in the football, in the sports industry, how important it is to keep those close the family really close to you, and how you were able to do that and still be successful? Because you have a really amazing clean record.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, it does. It does. But one thing I do speak on, if I speak to college kids or high school kids, and you talk about dreams and accomplishing goals, and it's often you hear people say, well, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. You can't choose your family, but at the same time, you chose who you're close to and who you choose to spend time with. I mean, I have a extremely large family, and I wish that, you know, I could see and speak to everyone on a regular basis, and sometimes I don't. But at the same time, even growing up, there were people that were not close family, but they were, you know, like fourth cousins and down the line. And at times my mom said, you know what, you can't go out with these people or you can't hang out with those people. And, yeah,
right.
they were my relatives, but at the same time, they were not going to be they wouldn't have been conducive to what I was trying to accomplish, to constantly do what it was that they were doing. Now, does that make me less of a good person or less of a family person? No, that just makes me a smart person to know that I have to surround myself with people with like minds and like hearts, and that's friends and family. And that's a choice that sometimes that is tough, but it's one that we all have to make. Because if someone is going in the opposite direction as you and they're not trying to enhance what it is that you have going on in your life, you're not required to give your time and energy to something that may be negative to what you have
that's
going
true.
On.
That is so true. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I mean, but I think that's the point of it. I never really say that a lot on the radio, but and maybe some people don't like it or agree. You do what you can to help everyone that's around you, friends, family, and all. But if there's someone that's in your circle that doesn't allow you to do anything to enhance their life, doesn't allow you to help them, and what they're doing may possibly bring you down, you have to make a decision to do what's absolute best for you and your future.
That is exactly what I've been doing within the past couple of, well, within the year. I said to myself, that's a confirmation, probably not just for me, for all the listeners who's listening. I made a decision to do just that. And sometimes it's not an easy decision.
No,
sometimes it's
not popular.
Yeah, sometimes it's not popular, but you got to do what's right for you. You got to do what's right for your kids. You got to do what's right for your family. You have to do what's right for your future. And you're right, it's not popular at all. But at the end of the day, once you start doing that and you just delete certain situations or, you know, in some cases, certain negative people out of your life, you'd be surprised that, you know, within a matter of weeks or months, they're like, okay, whatever. They're not even a factor anymore, or the situation isn't
okay.
a factor anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will be okay because they will be okay. That's really
Absolutely.
Good. Tell us, what's coming up for you? What do you have coming
well,
up?
Right. I mean, next month is – I have stuff pretty much every week. I'm doing motivational speeches about three times a week in schools. I have a radio show on Friday nights. I'm working on a second radio show next week. I have a new shoe coming out next month.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I have my celebrity weekend, and I'm going to be launching my shoe, so there's going to be an event for that. And I play pro football, so I have to get ready for the start of my season at the end of next month. So it's
okay.
I have a lot going on. It's a lot going on.
Where can we find this information?
Well, I mean, you could follow Kai Cares Foundation on Facebook, or you can go to the website kaicares.org. That's KYCARES.org. And, I mean, I live my life on Instagram. So if anyone has Instagram, follow me at Kai Hebert. That's K-Y-H-E-B-E-R-T. That's Kai, not okay. Kyle with an L. This K-Y, Kai Hebert.
Okay, yeah. What about our listeners who would like to donate to your Kai Cares Fund?
You can go to the website. There's a donate button. And, yeah, KaiCares.org. And we would love to support.
Okay. Tell me about your radio shows.
Which one?
The one on Friday
night. Let's go with the one that's on Friday night. So that's a different side of me. That's not my philanthropic side. That's it's an adult show. We do love, sex, and relationships every Friday. It's actually the number one listened to show in Montreal with over 60,000 listeners in Montreal on Friday nights. And yeah, so
I give
relationship advice,
Scott.
And we talk about love and things that are going on and different types of relationships.
Okay.
Yeah, you should call in for sure.
I will. And your new radio show, what is that about?
Well, that's going to be on TSN 690. We're in the works. So I think we're past the negotiation stage, and now they're in the production, I guess you can say. So hopefully that'll be done soon, and we'll be up and going by the football season.
Okay, great.
TSN
Day for your celebrity
Canadian
weekend. Huh? I'm sorry?
Yes. The TSN station that I mentioned, that's
uh-huh.
like the ESPN of Canada.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Congratulations.
Okay.
And
Thank
your
you.
Celebrity weekend, when, where, and how can, if someone from home would like to go or to it, how
yeah,
can we
Yeah, you know what? They should just fly up. People, you could just fly up
where?
Bring kids. Fly to Montreal. Why
okay.
you have the airport code? It's April, excuse me, it's May 20th. It's Beauty and Beast. Celebrity weekend.
Okay.
And so on that Saturday
okay.
is football, cheer, dance, and basketball clinics for girls. Girls can go to all four camps. The boys can only go to football. That's how that's set
okay.
up, because the self-esteem and self-awareness is all for the young ladies that are part of cheer, dance, and basketball. So they have their own thing. And I never would tell a girl that she can't be a part of football, because girls can do anything that boys can do. So they're welcome to come to football, and it's a good time. It's a good time. And Montreal is an amazing city. You're talking 3 million people on an island filled
wow.
with food, culture, shopping, and May is going to be great weather. So if you're
okay.
looking for a vacation and you miss what Kai Cares has been doing there, and you want to come and see some of the guys from the NFL, and we have New Orleans Saints coming. We have Roman Harper coming up. We have Terrell
yeah.
Owens coming up, Albert Haynesworth, and you have former Saints cheerleaders. So Louisiana will be represented for sure.
I just have to get my passport, but you don't say anything.
I will not say a word. I will not tell the listening public that you've been promising me you're going to get your passport for 5 years, and that has been all foolishness. So I won't even mention it.
John, is there any other questions you have for Kai?
No, I just want to thank Kyle for coming on, and you keep up the good work, brother. We need you. We definitely need you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Be blessed.
Oh, wait, hold on. We have 2 minutes left. Kai, I just personally
okay.
want to say that it was such a blessing when I first met you. And you know what's crazy is that the very first time we met in person, his words were,
yeah.
excuse me, I need to talk to her for a minute. And I said, oh, hey, how's it going? Everything. I would really like to be a part of what you're doing and help you out in any way I can.
Yeah.
And you said, but first, you need to apologize for not calling me back. And I felt like, wow, okay. So I said it 5 years ago, I apologize. And since then, he has been a true friend, a true leader in the community, and he says what he means and means what he says, and it shows in everything that you do, Kai, in a positive way. It shows in your foundations. It shows when you're on the field. It shows in your training. It shows with your daughter. So I am so serious when I say this. You guys definitely need to look him up. Kai Cares Foundation, Kai Hebert, H-E-B-E-R-T. That's right, Kai, on Instagram? It is
Correct.
Your name, right?
Correct.
Okay, it's time for us. Show is
time
over.
To go. No.
All right.
Go.
Bye.
Okay.
Thank you guys for having me.
Okay.
Okay, kind. Thank you. He's hanging up. All righty. Well, thanks. You guys, this was a very special interview for us. Kai is all the way from Louisiana. He plays for the Alouettes in Canada, and he's in Florida right now on a mini vacation. So I am going to sign off, John, Uplifting Community, for Louisiana Talk Show, Louisiana, your girl, Carla Serenity. John Brown, thank you so much for allowing us to make this happen. Now I'm getting ready to go eat some of his family's barbecue.
All right, then. Good night.
Good night.